Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Kathy, I don't know if you were able to hear her because I know you're a very busy woman and you're getting ready for your big show tomorrow. But I'm getting a lot of pushback because I interviewed one. We've been doing this. We're trying to get different J6ers who are home now and rebuilding their lives and the road to redemption for J6ers. This is Rachel Powell. She's a Pennsylvania mom. She fully has confessed and said that she was wrong that day. She deeply regrets that day. She has said it for years, and she has just been free. So she had 3 years of very strict home confinement, and then she had a little over a year in a federal prison, which was a tough, they call it the gulag, you know, tough women's prison. And so, I don't know, our group chat is saying that I was like, I should have said, well, what were you thinking? I guess. What were you thinking? Rachel, yeah. Rachel, the what were you thinking? Finger. You never should. You had a pickaxe. You had an axe. Shame on you. I guess they wanted me to do that. I kind of think after all these years and the fact that she has actually served hard time and never has zero criminal record, regrets going there, went there to protest, all of that. She said all of that ad nauseum if you follow her on social media and so on. But, I'm getting a look. Kathy, they're ripping me. They're saying that I guess I should have gone, Rachel, what were you thinking? Shame. Yeah. Shame.
Shame. Shame.
Shame.
And I kind of thought, shame. After all these years, you know what I mean?
Color your hair purple and pink and just go, shame. So that's how we behave, right? Instead of sitting down and having a conversation and being reasonable with people. Listen, I was at January 6th. In fact, I took two buses down to January 6th that day. We had an amazing time. I went down there with some old friends, met some new friends. We walked, we prayed, we talked. I went there as a law-abiding citizen to listen to the sitting president of the United States talk. I wanted to be there. I felt it was monumental, so much so that I took two buses down. We had an amazing time. We walked, we prayed, we marched, we listened, met some new friends, got on the bus, halfway home, boom, my husband called me and said, oh my goodness, all of the theatrics. I got home and it looked like a Hollywood movie unfolding. And I'm like, that is not what I saw when I was there. Overwhelming majority of people, overwhelming, it looked like millions of people, quite frankly, were there. And overwhelmingly, it was a wonderful event, but it was still kind of sad because Trump didn't say anything new other than what we had heard before and at any other Trump rally. And it was this sense of, I don't think there's anything we're going to, he's not going to say anything new. Let's go ahead and get ready to leave. And that's what we did. Mm-hmm. And, and then you look at, because I remember when Donald Trump's Supreme Court justice nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, was getting ready to, going through the confirmation. I remember all the women with the pink caps coming down and stopping an official proceeding. I remember not too long ago, there were a number of Antifa and others when the House was voting on to do away with the transgender bill allowing men to use women restrooms, and how one of our congresswomen was assaulted by a man in a dress. And so, and no one called for any of that. I remember, during 2020 when, everyone else's lives were being destroyed, senior citizens were being locked in nursing homes and COVID-19 positive patients were being stuffed into those facilities with these obviously immune compromised individuals, and they were dying because, in fact, Montgomery County had the largest number of nursing home deaths as a result of all of that.
Yes.
And I don't remember anyone saying shame. I don't remember when children being forced to stay home and businesses were being closed, but Black Lives Matter was able to march here in Pottstown. I don't remember anyone saying shame. I remember especially those who would generally listen to your show sticking their head in the sand because no one wanted to be accosted. No one wanted, the left to come and purge them. or canceled them. And now we have these people who is very clear for the overwhelming majority. I don't know all of the 1,500 that Donald Trump pardoned, but the overwhelming majority walked into a building. The overwhelming majority, you know, broke out. I mean, I don't know very many who broke out glass window panes. I don't know all of their stories.
And there's video of that.
But
I mean,
but clearly you can see that these people were, many of them, I'm not saying all of them because I don't know all 1,500 stories, neither do the listeners. But many of them, it looked to me as though the punishment did not fit the crime.
Exactly.
But that was kind of what we saw with Donald Trump, the law was being weaponized against them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, isn't it funny that, and here's, you know, Trump turning this upside down, that social justice reform was always considered a more liberal thing to do. Trump, during his first administration, Kathy, he was the one who, you know, really put that front and center with like Kim Kardashian and working with different people to say, hey, there are people in prison, they're nonviolent criminals. And there were some, you know, moms, dads, grandpas in there that Trump just said they're nonviolent. And some of these were like marijuana charges from back in the day. Let's let them out. And so it is interesting as far as the J6ers, the conversation is, well, this punishment certainly is too severe for the crime committed that they've confessed to. They've broken down in court, sobbing, begging, pleading, and have, you know, really said, look, I was wrong. I regret that day. But does that deserve?
And many of them were railroaded.
Yes.
Now, remember, because Brandon Straka, the founder of the Walk Away group, a good friend of mine, I mean, he was essentially, I mean, they basically tell you, listen, we have unlimited resources. You don't, and if you don't cop to this plea, then we're going to give you, I don't know, I'm making up a number here, but 2 years, 8 years, or you can plead guilty to whatever we put in front of you, and we'll, you know, and you will serve 3 months or 1 year, or maybe you, like Brandon, get a monitor on your ankle. He didn't even go in the building.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't even go inside, right? He was outside the whole time, but they were able to say, oh, we think we saw you, tell somebody else to go in. Like, how crazy is that, right?
Right.
And so anyway, that's the situation. You know, I mean, right now I am looking at, and my heart is just so weighed down as, you know, if you're looking for reasons to be angry about something. I mean, I was just reading about, you know, the over 300,000 children who went missing under the Biden-Harris administration. Mm-hmm. And Mayorkas, who was the Secretary of Homeland Security when he testified before the Senate, said, I don't know where these people are. It wasn't part of my mandate. Donald Trump gets in, and within 2 days, he finds almost 88,000 of them. And so these babies are somewhere, right? Their lives just destroyed. I can't even imagine some of the situations. Donald Trump said he's going to really look into what happened to these children, what has been done to them, and hold these people accountable. I mean, there are real reasons to be upset. I'm reading also about the 67 people who died in that plane crash. You know, none of that makes sense. You know, I'm listening to what the president and others are saying, and it looks like gross incompetence may be the reason for it. And I don't know, but there are real reasons. When I look at, you know, it appears we're at this moment only able to round up and get out of our country about 1,000 illegals a day. What is that, 600 years from now, we'll get all of them out?
Yeah.
And you're just, you know, I mean, there's so many things. Oh, you know, Donald Trump just declared there's only two genders. So now people are waking up to the reality that, hey, there's only two genders. And now he's stopping the federal funding of transgender surgery, primarily among those 19 and under. And yet I walked with, ate with, stayed with those young girls who, you know, the previous administration was saying they could be something other than their DNA, and they cut off their breasts. I'm sitting down having dinner with a young man who's chemically castrated because he believed the lie that his mental health was something he could alter by just removing healthy body parts. So there are real reasons to be angry and upset. I would just, you know, strongly suggest that we find something worthy to be angry about. And many of these people whose lives have been ruined with January 6th weaponization, the crime didn't, the punishment was did not fit the crime.
Yeah, that's the bottom line. Kathy Barnett, yeah, part of this, maybe I need, what I need to do is every day in news report all of the people who get an ankle bracelet or in the past, because there are a ton of them. And maybe this is common knowledge to me, Kathy, and maybe not to the general public. Maybe people would be shocked at the violent criminals out there, what they do and how they rarely will get even 8 years, even people convicted of like third degree murder. And yeah. You know what I mean?
I mean, we saw a lot of that, right, with the defunding of the police and how that incentivized people to, you know, it gave them the green light to basically do whatever it is that they wanted to do. I was watching the mom of Laken Riley. Donald Trump signed into law the Laken Riley Act law. And I was listening to the mom and the sister speak about this beautiful young girl who just had her whole life in front of her, and everyone seemed to love her. A star student go out for a run, and they never hear from her again because an illegal who the previous administration gave multiple opportunities. He was assaulting people, molesting children, doing so many crimes, but they kept letting him out, kept giving him a second chance. None of the January 6ers did any of that. I've spoken to many of them. These are the ones I've spoken to are amazing people, and it could have happened to any one of us under the previous administration that was just looking. I mean, they had the crime. They were just looking for the person to stick it to. Mm-hmm. And I saw that, and that's very real, and it's very sad. And again, you know, just with perspective, when you come out of your bubble and off Twitter and actually engage with the world around you, you see there are a number of things we should be angry about. What happened on January 6th is not in the top 100, in my opinion.
Kathy Barnett, what's coming up tomorrow on the Kathy Barnett Show right here on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, 10 o'clock?
Yes, tomorrow, 10 a.m. Donald Trump is freezing billions left and right. He's offering a buyout to over 2 million federal employees. He's freezing with an executive order and reviewing Biden's green new scam. A lot of this seems like, you know, just random acts, but they're not. And so I have a subject matter expert coming on, and we're going to talk about, you know, what appears to me to be a lot of money laundering coming from using our tax dollars to fund a lot of these non-government organizations that have literally changed our country. And whether or not we get our country back, I don't know, but these people have been very effective with our tax dollars in changing our values and our culture.
Kathy Barnett,
talk about it.
Yes, Kathy Barnett Show tomorrow, 10 o'clock in the morning. Thanks, Kathy.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.